How about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com here at the Volunteer Speedway before tonight's Topless Outlaws Late Model Series race and the American Crate All-Stars. Getting ready to go here tonight. A little rain shower passing over, but I think we'll be good to go here in a bit. I'm here with Ryan King. Before we start talking racing for tonight, Ryan, let's talk about a couple other things. First of all, describe your past week for us.
Well, I assume you're referring to the Lucas Oil races we had down there. We had one decent night down there. The rest of the time, we had some mishaps early on, and that's just such a fast racetrack. Once you get behind early on, you don't get caught up. And so that was kind of the tale for the other two nights for us. We just got behind and couldn't get caught back up to speed and passing and that type of thing down there. But, I mean, we had some speed, so we can't be too hard on ourselves. But there's some things we could have done a little better earlier on to help ourselves out that we kind of hurt ourselves a little bit.
Nobody can question your passion for racing because you drove all night from Brunswick, Georgia to get here tonight. So what was that like, just kind of running on empty a little bit?
Oh, I don't know. I seen the back of my eyelids the whole way. No, Rick Ballinger drove. He took his camper down, and which Rusty was planning on racing up here. We called Kevin up, and we said, hey, you think you can get that yellow car ready to race at Bulls Gap Friday? Because we're coming back. And so Kevin threw it together, and we finished getting everything set up this morning. And we got to the shop about 9 o'clock this morning and worked on the car about all day, and now we're here. So.
And again, before we get to racing tonight, there was a big thing happened over the off season. Fatherhood entered the equation. So what's that been like?
It's been fun. Anybody that's got a kid, they know it's an experience all on its own. And I don't know. It's just something you don't really prepare for, I guess, till it happens. But we're loving it. I mean, it was a planned deal. So we just got to that point where we're like, all right, that's the next thing we want to do. As far as career, racing, everything, we're having fun.
You might be getting used to a few sleepless nights then.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And then kind of one other thing here away from racing tonight. I took a picture a while ago of five different guys who graduated from Seymour High School who are racing here. Folks who don't know, I'm a teacher at Seymour High School. And there's you, there's Chase King, there's Rusty Ballinger, Mitchell Childress, and Bradley Llewellyn all racing here tonight. Why are there so many racers from Seymour High?
I don't know. I guess with 411 being so close, that'd be the only reason I know, because, I mean, heck, how far is Seymour High School from 411 Speedway? 2-3 miles? So, I mean, I guess that's part of the reason. And it's been there so long. It's a racing community, which me, Rusty, I mean, we grew up in Seymour. We grew up going to races. So that just shows you how important it is, I guess, for the kids to grow up doing that kind of thing as far as keeping it a generational thing.
And then when we get back to the racing here tonight, you're going from a super late model on a relatively flat track. It's a wide open track, but it's relatively flat, to a limited late model here tonight on a very, very steeply banked track. So how do you transition mentally to get ready for that?
Mentally, I mean, really, there's a lot of similarities between these two tracks. And that track down there, the shape of it, it's a wide open racetrack. And, I mean, it's going to be the same way here tonight, I think. It's going to be a fast-paced race. Speeds may be a little slower here just because we have a little less horsepower. Things aren't going to happen as fast. So, really, there's probably less mental preparation for here as there is for down there. Of course, the competition level is a whole nother level down there. So, it don't take much mentally for me to do that versus this.
And what's it like when you take the top off one of these things? How does it drive differently? Do you get a different feel as far as the wind on you and all that? What does it feel like?
That is a lot different. Pulling the tops off one of these things, it's a cool experience. And to get to do it on a regular basis like we've been doing with this Topless series. And the biggest difference is just we can see more. We can see the fans. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, being able to see. When we got the tops on, we're out there racing. I mean, you don't see outside above you the flagman. I mean, it's just your line of sight's a lot better without the roof on.
Especially on a bank track like this. I know, you know, back in the day, Darrell Waltrip used to drill holes in the top of his car so he could see at Bristol. So you can actually see around the turns of these things.
Yeah, here and Tazewell's a good example of that too. The roof blocks your vision getting in the corner a lot of times. So you're right, it does help to be able to see further in the corner when we're entering the corner.
And here, you know, there's such a sensation of speed, I'm sure, here compared to a lot of tracks. I mean, you got to feel like you're just on it all the time.
You are, yeah. And with the banking, the G-forces, I mean, that you do. You get sucked down in the seat a little bit, and it's you feel the speed here.
So. Well, what's going to be a good outcome? Is winning what you're here for? You just run a top five? What do you want to do?
We're here to win. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, our expectations are a little higher when we come to these kind of races, and we go to those bigger shows to learn, and we're here to apply it. So we're here to win.
What do you think, as far as the rest of your season goes? Will you be out with Lucas and World of Outlaws and guys like that again, or are you going to mostly stick around here?
We don't know. I mean, we're gonna run what we're capable of. We plan on running as many of the Lucas shows as what we can feasibly make it to and what we can get prepared for. And when we're not doing that, we're going to be right around here racing close to the house and whatever pays the best, really.
All right. We appreciate you. Good luck tonight. That's Ryan King, and I'm Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com. Keep up all night with Inside Dirt Racing for the live updates.